Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, or wherever, or iHeart, or wherever you're listening. This is the A segment. And by the way, we had a great guest on the B segment. Dr. Julius talked about circadian rhythms and how they're working so they can predict what is your ideal circadian rhythm, when you should eat, when you should have sleep, etc. So it's a great segment in the 1024B. 1023A, I loved. That was Marion Nessel, who was talking to us about Let's Ask Marion. A whole bunch of wonderful questions. She gave a great segment. And I should point out 1022B as well. Ored Vesic, V-E-S-I-H, talked about what are called, in a way, shielded stem cells. How they're changing the way stem cells are protected and given so that you can benefit more from them. It was a fascinating discussion. I should also tell you that 1020 A and B were my special segments on longevity. If you haven't listened to those, I encourage you to. It's really my latest fascination, and I hope to give you some of the excitement, because we're all going to have a great age reboot. That is, you're going to be able, if 60 is now the new 40, by 2030, 10 years from now, you're going to be able to make it 90 is the new 40. That is, you're going to be able to live a lot longer with a lot less disability. Amazing. Today, we're going to discuss 1024A, is the latest news of the week, and I'll just talk to you about a few of these items, and then we'll come back to them. But it is, and I should say that the set of stories this week is really exceptional. They keep getting more and more what I would call amazing stories. So this is the best news of the week. And if you will, I'm going to start with one that I don't want to give you. Couch potato time rises sharply after you retire. Another story, mold, what you need to know to cut your risk. Weight loss, can you do it with exercise alone? Air pollution, how does it affect mood? How does it affect memory, and is it different between men and women? More women than men do struggle to fall asleep. Why is that? Late night snacks that are actually good for you is another one of our wonderful stories this week. And my two biggest stories, what are the healthiest foods to stock up on during the pandemic and after the pandemic and before next year? And what is this about a 33% pill, 33-cent pill that decreases heart attacks and strokes by 33%? A penny for each percent, that's about as good as it gets, right? And that's what are the stories of the week. The sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast, both the A and the B segments, is Persona Nutrition. P-E-R-S-O-N-A Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, you can take the free online assessment. It's there for you at all times. And you can get supplements personalized just for you. Plus, you get to talk to a nutritionist if you want. No cost, no obligation. Go to mypersona.com, mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com, and if you backslash my name, Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, spelled correctly, you'll get a sizable discount on your first two orders, at least as of now. Let's go through the stories that are really remarkable this week. Cheap combo pill. This is a study of 5,700 people in India and the Philippines, a few in Colombia, Canada, Malaysia, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Tanzania, and Tunisia. But what they did is they randomly allocated people who were at least 50 years old, all were at moderate risk of high heart problems, and they gave them a pill with two blood pressure medicines and a antistatin, statin drug that lowered cholesterol. So blood pressure and cholesterol, random pill, if you will. It was a pill that was just the same for everybody, not tailored, plus baby aspirin. What happened to the group that was given that? That's right. It cost only 33 cents a pill. If you multiply that out, that's $10 a month. And for $10 a month, it decreased your cardiac risk by 33%, worked similarly in men and women. That's pretty amazing. And it decreased death rates by 33% as well. The next story I want to go over is one relating to healthiest foods to stock up on in case you're preparing for another pandemic or even at the end of this one. Canned beans, tuna or salmon, air pop popcorn, nuts, and single-served hummus. Those are all great snacks. Canned beans, tuna or salmon. I love salmon burgers. They're a great way to snack up. Air pop popcorn, nuts, and single-served hummus were the recommendations of a group of dietitians. Late night snacks that are actually good for you: dark chocolate with dried apricots and tea, chocolate chips, roasted chickpeas, I'll tell you how to make those, cashew butter spread on apple slices with herbal tea. Well, you know, I just have the water and the apple slices as my snack if I don't make roasted chickpeas. Roasted chickpeas, you take a can of chickpeas, you drain it out, you dry them out, you put them in a bowl with a little olive oil and a lot of your favorite spice. Mine is cumin or sometimes rosemary. You mix them around, you put them out on a baking sheet, 275 degrees for 10 minutes. Just flip it one time, meaning shake the thing one time, another 10 minutes, and you've got one of the great all-time late-night snacks. That's in the What to Eat When cookbook and What to Eat When book. Should you breathe through your mouth or nose? Yeah, nose is best, if you will, because it helps you with temperature control. It helps you with smell. And it also lets you know if there's danger around you. Break the cycle of insomnia by making sure you only sleep at night and you set your bedtime for 8.5 hours before you have to get up, and then another half hour before that for the needed things such as brushing and flossing your teeth and other needed things, and meaning your needed hygiene, 10 minutes for meditation, 10 minutes for the late things you forgot to do, like pack your kids' lunch or make your own lunch. And by the way, sleep is one of the great things that helps a lot of things, including control blood pressure, control appetite, and reduce heart failure. More women have problems falling asleep. This is a study of over 200,000 people, and American women have 1.5 to 2.9 times more likely to have insomnia than their counterparts in the United Kingdom or the Netherlands. Pretty amazing. And that women are more likely to have a problem, almost a doubling, just like the American. So American women, much worse than American men, and much, much worse than those of the United Kingdom. Mold, what you need to know to cut your risk. Basically, it is mold is overrated as a cause of disease. Not that it can't cause it, and breathing problems because you're allergic to the mold or the pollen to the mold, but it isn't a big issue usually. I was surprised because a lot of people tell me it is a big issue. It is a big issue in creating home problems and growing there. But use mold-killing bathroom cleaning products such as bleach. Use paints fortified with mold inhibitors. Make sure your house is adequately ventilated. Use an air conditioner or dehumidifier. And make sure to keep the humidity low in your home are key ways of decreasing the problem. But in fact, it's a rare person who has a mold allergy or gets a hypersensitivity to the mold. It is a real problem. It's just rare. The next story is about that I should cover, and we're getting down to the just a few. Weight loss, can you do it with exercise alone? No. You can out-eat any diet, and that's especially out-eat any exercise program. And that's especially true as you get older because we lose muscle. So this article and this group of experts recommended that everyone over the age of 50 find a resistance exercise program, whether it's sit-ups and pull-ups and push-ups, or whether it is one of the online 7-minute Johnson & Johnson free programs, or whether it is using weights. But it is, weights are key to maintaining muscle mass and to maintaining your weight as you get older. Couch potato time rose by 50% when women retired. Men, a little less than that. In fact, half as much as women. But women, don't let couch potato time increase as you retire. That is, don't sit in one place for a long time. The maybe most important study of the week, other than the polypill one, that is the pill that reduces, that has blood pressure, two blood pressure medicines in it, a statin and then a baby aspirin with that, that only costs 33 cents, that decreases your heart attack risk over a 5-year period by 33%, is that air pollution affects mood as well as memory, as well as heart attack, stroke, and dementia risk. That is, air pollution, the 2.5 to 5 range, 2.5 to 10 range, sorry, what's called PM2.5. That is, they're specific, and they're on, you can find them in the, you go to the air pollution websites, and it'll tell you what the air pollution in your area is day by day in that 2.5 to 10 range. Well, it turns out that strongly correlates with mood disorders. It also, long-term, correlates with memory problems, dementia, heart attack, stroke, and even cancer risk, because those particles apparently cause inflammation in all of our systems and inhibit our immune system functioning well. So what do? Well, before you buy a house, because you're going to spend 8 hours at least at your house, maybe even before you choose your site of work, you should see what the PM 2.5 to 10 is in that range. You want to be 7 blocks from a freeway if you can, because diesel trucks emit a lot. So that'll be one of the advantages of electric vehicles. We'll be really cutting down on pollution other than near power plants, etc. So those are the top stories of the week. And remember, you get to change how your genes function, and it's as easy as routinely exercising, doing physical activity of any kind, but especially weightlifting as we get older. And the second component is make sure you get your sleep. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. We are, as usual, sponsored by Persona Nutrition. I'm really proud to be sponsored by Persona Nutrition. You can get your daily vitamin packs personalized to you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor is Persona Nutrition. I take my personalized supplements. You can too. And you can take the free online assessment and get your recommendations at mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. Tell them Dr. Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, sent you by backslashing after mypersona.com/Roizen, R-O-I-Z-E-N, and you get a hefty discount on your first couple of orders. Thanks very much, Caitlin, for great engineering. Thank you for listening. And remember, the A's are always the latest news of the week. The B's are great guests. And we had a spectacular guest, Dr. Julius, on the B segment. I recorded it before the news today. So I know what a great interview he gave. You'll want to pay attention to your circadian rhythm, especially when you eat. That's what to Eat When and the What to Eat When cookbook, which, by the way, if you're late on giving gifts, the What to Eat When cookbook is a great gift to give as a holiday or even New Year's, starting off the New Year's right gift. Thanks again. This has been Dr. Mike.